Rockin' Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway, good morning, 712, Brock Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. We got to keep her going because everyone needs their morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump.
Debt.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it. Yeah, Macho Man pumps it every time. Yeah. A rare copy of Super Mario 64 sold at auction for $1.56 million. Dollars.
How much?
$1.56 million.
I'm telling you, it's a great game. It's a good game.
The cartridge has such a high value because it's the first time Mario appeared in a 3D game, making it important to the history of Mario and to the video games as a whole. I don't think it's worth $1.56 million, though.
That so it's the original, it's cartridge number one? Is that what you're saying?
It doesn't say. It just says a rare copy.
What? What do you mean just a rare copy? It's got to have something significant with it. Is it signed by Mario himself?
Is it signed by Mario himself? Yeah, no. It just says a rare copy of it.
I mean, I have a copy.
Of Super Mario 64?
Absolutely.
It must
absolutely.
Be, you must have something different because why don't you take it somewhere? See if it's worth anything.
I mean, I know if you sell it on eBay, it's you know, you can get some money for it, but not $1.56 million. That's the question. They got to go further into detail. What's up with this?
Maybe because it was, unopened. Yeah.
Still, though, come on.
Yeah, come on. But just because it's got some cellophane on it.
There's a lot of people that have unopened Mario 64. It's got to be like the first one.
No, it doesn't say anything like that. Just says a rare unopened.
So, did you ever play that game?
No, I wasn't a Nintendo 64
guy. You were a Sega guy.
I was a Sega guy, yeah. So
sad. It's a sad story.
Sorry, my parents were too broke to buy me that fancy 64.
Dude, it was not cheap.
No, it was not.
You're not wrong.
It was one of those things. I think what my folks did was they were always like, no, we'll get you one. You just got to do this chore. So I'd do all these chores, and then by the time we actually could afford it, then it was like, I don't want it anymore. I can get a cool PlayStation or something. So.
Right.
Yep.
Arguably, though, possibly the greatest game ever made.
You think so?
Dude, seriously. In consideration, like if I were to put money on, they say, hey, if you were to guess what the world voted the greatest game, dude, I'm telling you.
Look, Hunter, I
game
do love
changed the game.
It okay now, but does that make it the greatest game ever though? Because it's the same thing with people going back and saying, oh yeah, like GoldenEye on 64, greatest. It's not the greatest game ever. It's a fun game, but it's not the greatest game ever.
I'm taking everything in consideration.
Gotcha. Okay, a platform changing video game world expanding. Okay, I'll take that.
It's
got to
be one of the most popular games ever played.
Yeah, for sure. But you're not going to sit there, though, and tell me that it's better than Red Dead Redemption 2. You know what I mean? Like,
I know what you're saying. But as far as, like, at that time when you were that age and playing, like, nothing, I don't think anything has really made me as excited as that game. Dude,
you never got to the trampoline portion of Leisure Suit Larry then, because that is the best. That is the best 10 minutes of video games you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. All right. If you've never played beer pong on a digital platform trying to get pixelated boobies out, you have not lived, my friend. Okay?
Yeah. You're just a weirdo. That's why you never got a 64, because your parents knew what you were doing with video games.
Well, you always play video games with your pants off. Don't worry about it. Don't.
It's a me, Mario. You missed out, man. Yeah. You missed out.
Trying to give people mustache rides. That's what he was doing, weirdo.
He's finding that peach.
Anyway, so yeah, $1.56 million for a video game. Let's end with this. I've been sitting on this story for a while, and I finally got time to talk about it. So recently, Batman began trending because of an article on things. I don't know how to wrap this up. Anyway, it seems the animated HBO Max show of Batman tried to subvert the superhero genre a bit too much. According to writers Justin Halpern and Patrick Schubacker, DC asked the Harley Quinn team to remove a scene in the season three where Batman, quote unquote, went down on Catwoman.
Well,
DC said it wasn't okay because, quote, heroes don't do that.
Well, how do they you know?
Justin said they responded by saying, quote, are you saying heroes are just selfish lovers? They were like, no, it's that we sell consumer toys for heroes. It's hard to sell a toy if Batman is also going down on someone.
I mean, do they? They're not wrong. Let's be honest.
So the two writers did say the company have been very supportive of their series. Look, Hunter, I'm going to disagree. I think that's exactly what, because that makes Batman a selfish lover. If he's out there expecting Catwoman to do certain things, but then when the shoe is on the other foot, he's like, no, 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 Batman don't do that. Batman don't play that game, all right?
Batman don't play that. So here's what, is he doing it while he's in the suit? Because Bruce Wayne, I'm cool, that's fine. Because he's a human being, he's doing his own thing, you know? But if he's in the suit, I can see where they're coming from.
But what's the draw? What's the appeal? It's a man in uniform. Look, Bruce Wayne is a fine guy. Everyone wants to bang Batman, though. That's the thing. Like, even me. Like, if I had a chance to sleep.
What?
Well, think about it. Do I want to sleep with Bruce Wayne or do I want to sleep with Batman? I want Batman all day long. All right.
Batman from 1990 or Batman 2013?
I want Adam West Batman, first of all. And he's... That's where I'm going.
But a felt suit and weird ears.
The point is, though, is that, like, it's the allure. It's I'm Batman. Like, okay, anybody can find a rich playboy like Bruce Wayne. They're a dime a dozen. Batman's one and only. So if you got a chance and he's like, do you want me to leave the suit on? It's like, yeah. Oh, leave the utility belt and the mask on, Batman.
At least the mask.
What kind of things you got in that utility belt that we can bring to the bedroom there, Batman? All right. You know, that's kind of where I'm at. So.
Hey, just saying, in 4 years when your daughter asks for a Batman doll, you know what you just talked about. So.
Oh, God, no. Why would you do that?
See?
Hey, you're a real bastard.
You see?
No, honey, you cannot have the Batman doll, all right?
Hey, I want the one with the nipples.
And then Kiki pops around the corner. Well, I'm getting one for sure. Damn it.
I'm getting the little lifestyle. One of those tall, 4 foot ones.
Damn it, Kiki.
Anyway. What a big one.
You know, one of those vibrating Batmans? All right, get out of here. All right, so there you go. We got Nintendo 64, and I'm Batman. I'm leaving the mask on. That is your morning dump. We're going to be back. The morning.